Welcome to English as a Second Language podcast number 147. Reading and watching the news. You're listening to English as a Second Language podcast, episode 147. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff McQuillan, coming to you from the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. Today's podcast is about reading and watching the news. Let's go. I'm a news junkie. I like to read two newspapers every day. I don't just look at the headlines. I read most of the stories. I like the political news, the business news, the editorials, and the entertainment news. The only things I don't usually read are the sports pages and the classifieds. I also try to catch the local TV news each day. I like to watch Channel 4 for the news reporting, but I like the weather report on Channel 9 mainly because the reporter is not only good, she's beautiful. For the national news, I like all three of the network anchors, so it doesn't matter which one I catch. On top of that, I like to read a news magazine each week. I like the long feature stories that give more in-depth coverage of that week's top stories. So, when I said I was a news junkie, I wasn't joking. When I travel to other countries, the first thing I do is look for an English language newspaper. Then, I can relax. In this podcast, we're talking about reading and watching the news, what happens in the world. The story begins by saying, I'm a news junkie. A junkie, J-U-N-K-I-E, is a word we normally use to describe a person who is addicted to a drug like cocaine or heroin, something like that. But when we say a news junkie, we mean someone who is addicted to news, who likes to do something a lot. The story says that I like to read two newspapers every day. That's actually true. I do like to read two newspapers every day. I don't just look at the headlines. The headlines, H-E-A-D-L-I-N-E-S, all one word. The headlines are the titles of the stories. Usually they're in bigger print. And you can read them easily. There are different types of news in a daily newspaper. There is political news, news about politics, government, that sort of thing. The business news, of course, is news about what's happening in finance and business. The editorials, E-D-I-T-O-R-I-A-L-S. An editorial is an opinion, and it's usually someone on the newspaper who works for the newspaper or someone else who writes an editorial. We sometimes call these either opinions or editorials, or we'll call them op-ed, O-P-hyphen-E-D. Op-ed pieces are opinions or editorials that are written for the editorial page. In most American newspapers, there are actually 2 pages of editorials every day. The newspaper writes editorials that it often doesn't sign, but then there are individuals who have editorials, and of course people write letters to the newspaper. And there's also entertainment news, news about celebrities, about Tom Cruise or Jennifer Aniston and so forth. That's entertainment news. I say here that I don't usually read the sports pages or classifieds. The sports pages are, of course, the section of the newspaper that talks a lot about sports. The classifieds in a newspaper, C-L-A-S-S-I-F-I-E-D, here it's plural, the classified, classifieds, we sometimes call these the classified ads. These are advertisements for everything, jobs, cars, people who are selling things will put in a classified in the newspaper. That is a classified advertisement. They're called classifieds in part because they are arranged in the newspaper according to a certain classification or category. So all the ones about selling cars are in the same classification, the same section. I say I also try to catch the local news. We use that verb to catch, C-A-T-C-H, to mean here to watch. Someone may say to you, did you catch that movie on television last night? And you say, no, I didn't catch it. Or yes, I watched it. You can also say, I caught a good show on last night. It means to watch. The local TV news are, of course, the news broadcasts that talk about things from a particular city, in a particular city, Los Angeles, of course, here. We have different channels, what we call local channels here in Los Angeles, in every big city. Usually there are 2 or 3. Many times, however, there are 5 or 6 in a given city. Big cities like Los Angeles and New York have several local channels or local stations that you can watch. And, of course, the channels have a number, so Channel 4, Channel 11, Channel 9, and so forth. I say that I like to watch the weather report. The weather report, R-E-P-O-R-T, is the section of the local news where they tell you about the weather. And the story says that I like to watch Channel 9 because the weather reporter and a reporter, R-E-P-O-R-T-E-R, is the person that gives a report or gives you certain news. The weather reporter is not only very good, but she's beautiful. That's actually true. There is a beautiful weather reporter on Channel 9 here in Los Angeles. I only watch her when my wife is not home. So don't tell her. The national news, we talked about local news, but there are also national news programs. There are usually one of these every day, at least. They're 30 minutes long. And there are the three biggest television companies. We call them networks, N-E-T-W-O-R-K-S. The three biggest networks each have their own program. And the person who reads the news is called the anchor, A-N-C-H-O-R, the anchor. That word anchor we also use for a boat. When you want to stop your boat or keep your boat in one place on a lake or an ocean, You drop or put an anchor. It's a heavy weight. Well, in a news program, a television news program, the anchor is the most important person. It's the person that reads most of the news. And there usually is one, sometimes two people who are the anchors. They could be co-anchors. I say I like them all, so it doesn't matter which one I catch. Notice again, catch, meaning to watch a television show. I say on top of that, I like to read a news magazine each week. That expression on top, T-O-P, on top of that, means in addition to. We usually use that expression when someone has been telling you about many different things, a lot of things, and then they say on top of that, meaning even more than the many things they have told you. Well, on top of watching the news and reading the newspaper, I also read a news magazine. News magazine is all one word, N-E-W-S-M-A-G-A-Z-I-N-E. And that is usually a weekly magazine that gives you the news, the national news for that entire previous week. The biggest news magazines are Time and Newsweek in English, but there are other news magazines also. Some of them are political, some of them are entertainment, some of them are sports, and so forth. But a news magazine usually is a general news magazine like Time or Newsweek when we say that, use that expression. I say that I like the longer feature stories that give more in-depth coverage. A feature, F-E-A-T-U-R-E, or a feature story, is a longer story that gives more information. And to say something gives more information means it gives in-depth coverage. In-depth, I-N-D-E-P-T-H. In-depth means with a lot of detail, talking about something for a long time and giving very specific detail information. Coverage, C-O-V-E-R-A-G-E, is a noun we use to describe when a news story is about a certain topic. We say that the story covers a topic. And so the coverage, as a noun, is what a reporter or a magazine or a newspaper says about a particular topic. So to have in-depth coverage would mean to have lots of details about a particular topic. I say I like to read about the top stories. The top, T-O-P, stories are the most important stories. Now let's listen to the story, this time at a native rate of speech. I'm a news junkie. I like to read two newspapers every day. I don't just look at the headlines. I read most of the stories. I like the political news, the business news, the editorials, and the entertainment news. The only things I don't usually read are the sports pages and the classifieds. I also try to catch the local TV news each day. I like to watch Channel 4 for the news reporting, but I like the weather report on Channel 9, mainly because the reporter is not only good, she's beautiful. For the national news, I like all three of the network anchors, so it doesn't matter which one I catch. On top of that, I like to read a news magazine each week. I like the longer feature stories that give more in-depth coverage of that week's top stories. So when I said I was a news junkie, I wasn't joking. When I travel to other countries, the first thing I do is look for an English language newspaper. Then I can relax. The script for today's podcast was written by Dr. Lucy Say. Remember to visit our website at www.eslpod.com for more information about this podcast. From Los Angeles, California, I'm Jeff McQuillan. As always, thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on ESL Podcast. English as a Second Language Podcast is written and produced by Dr. Lucy Say, hosted by Dr. Jeff McQuillan. This podcast is copyright 2006.